When I go back, I get it. And probably will you go back and get it.
Have you heard people sometimes say, I disremember if I forgot
something? Yeah.
What would you say if, this is about writing letters, I have just what him a letter?
Well, I would say, I put so-and-so in my letter and told so-and-so howdy, and give my love to all of them.
Right. And you might say, I have just what him a letter.
Yeah, I just wrote him a letter.
Then you might say, yesterday he what me a letter.
Yeah, I say, yes. Yesterday he mailed me a letter, I got it.
Then you might say, and I expect him, what? What do you expect when you write someone a letter?
Well, I expect when he send me a letter back, he's going to send me some money in it.
Now you put the letter in the envelope and
put
then...
Put the letter in the envelope and then put it in the box and the mailman pick it up.
And when you put it in the envelope, you take your pen and what to the letter?
Well, I take the pen and write the address and everything on it.
All right. You might say, I want to write to John. Mm-hmm. Do you know his
address?
Okay. That's good. If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned a whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you ask him who, what?
I'd ask him whose boy he is.
All right.
Who learned how to whistle.
All right, good. Someone might say, when are you going to Birmingham? Then you might say, right now, we're, what, next Wednesday?
Well, I would say, that's why I'm going back to Birmingham, I would say, early part of next week.
Right. What would you call these, if they were planning and preparing to go, you would say they're what to go?
Well, I would come back home, and if I was going to tell my wife, we were starting then planning and getting ready up until that day we get ready to leave. Getting out of the clothes ready. And maybe getting my car round up.
Have you noticed what children call other children that tattle on them?
Yeah, they call them lies.
All right, what else do they call them? Maybe some child that's just forever running telling their parents or running telling the teacher on them.
Well,
then so-and-so hit me or so-and-so called me a name.
Some children going there telling the parents, go back and come from school and tell the parents so-and-so about so-and-so child done so-and-so to me, and the parents being straight and know all children are devils. That family will say, well, you go with me. Say, you just devilish your mother tell her. And you hope done it too.
Have you heard them called a tattletale?
Yeah, they call them tattletale. If you come here and tell me a tale, and then you're going to quit another day. Now, I want you to stop that. Don't bring no nothing else. No more news back here to me. And they won't.
Do you think sometimes in a neighborhood, tattle and gossip would kind of have the same meaning?
The gossip.
Gossip, you know, like neighbors gossip over the backyard fence. You think sometimes tattle would mean the same as gossip?
Yeah, sometimes that's what I think.
If you want a bouquet for the table, you go out in the yard and what?
Tattle.
You want a bouquet of flowers for the table, you go out in the yard and what?
Well, if I want a nice bouquet to put on the table,